Armor Insurance.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's 18 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock, and I'm going to have the opportunity and pleasure this morning to get to visit with Amber Jennings with me this morning. We're going to talk about the Red Oak Grand Theater. How are you, Amber? Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to see
you. How are you? It's good to see you.
It's a pleasure to visit with you. What's the most exciting thing going on today for you? Visiting with me.
Visiting with you this morning.
It's all downhill from here, Amber.
Yeah. It's another work day. We have a couple presentations today to give.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's the weekend.
It is the weekend.
Big football game tonight.
Yes. Red Oak Underwood tonight here in Red Oak.
And I think the cheerleaders are cheering at halftime. Yep. So that'll be fun to watch.
Senior night?
I think you're right, yeah.
So go and enjoy. So, Amber, let's talk about how long have you been working with the Red Oak Grand Theater?
I believe it's about 10 years.
Okay.
For majority of that, I was on the board, served as president, then got a little bit busy, so kind of backed down, and they begged me to still run the fundraiser events. So here I am, running the fundraisers.
Here you are volunteering. There, in the last 10 years, there's been a lot of change to the Red Oak Grand Theater.
There has. We went from one theater to two, remodeled that whole second building.
Mm-hmm.
It's came a long ways.
So here's the cool thing. So the Red Oak Grand Theater is a completely volunteer organization.
That is correct.
$2 a ticket.
$2 a ticket.
Concession. It's staffed by volunteers. The volunteers take care of the thing top to bottom, right?
That is right.
Which is really cool.
Concessions are fairly reasonable, too. I think the highest thing we have in there is maybe the large is at $4.50.
Which is more than reasonable.
Yes.
More than reasonable. Yes. Just go check out. And you'll see, wow, that's pretty good. You get, is it called second run movies? Is that how that works typically?
I believe so, yep. So usually it's maybe about a month or so. But I think the last couple of months, they've been pretty good about getting the new ones in early.
You gave me a stat off air that surprised me a little bit. From September 24th through September 25th, the attendance at the theater is what?
So for all four of the showings, it's 12,093. That's for the last year as of to date.
So more than 12,000 people over the last year have attended the Red Oak Grand Theater.
Yes, and they come from all over. If you drive by in the evenings and look at the license plates, you have out of county, sometimes out of state.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we bring people from all over.
I like to drive by and stop and get some nice buttered popcorn.
Yes.
That's what I really like to do. And you can do that, too.
You can.
All right.
It's very good.
So one of the things that's important to remember is, like I said, this is an all-volunteer organization. With that, it's $2 a ticket. So there are some fundraisers that are required to make sure that things are taken care of. And there are a couple of big ones, and we're going to talk about the chicken and noodle fundraiser. If you would, Amber, tell me the details, when it is, where it is, how I can participate, and we'll go from there.
Sure. So the chicken and noodle fundraiser is going to be happening next Wednesday, October 22nd. This is our fifth year we've done this, and we do it out of the front of the theater. It starts at 4:30 and goes until 6 o'clock or while supplies last.
What will you be serving?
We are serving chicken and noodles over mashed potatoes, green beans, a roll, and then homemade cookies.
Chicken and noodles are provided and made by whom?
Chicken and noodles are provided and made by Brenda Verba.
Oh, yeah.
The cookies and desserts are made by Nanny Crow at the Little Brown Dog Home Bakery, and then Karen Kraus, and then rolls are made by Lori Johnson.
I'm talking, this is win-win-win all the way around,
yes,
is it not?
It is.
What's it going to cost?
It's free will donation.
So I don't purchase tickets ahead of time?
Correct.
I drive up and I want two, and it's a drive-thru.
It is a drive-thru.
I want two orders of chicken noodles. And then you say, okay, I'll get that. I'll bring it to you. And I give a donation for whatever I feel that it's worth.
That is correct.
And this all goes back to the theater.
It goes back to the theater. This year we are raising money for our insurance.
Right.
Insurance is quite pricey nowadays since we've added a second theater. We insure over $1.6 million.
So keep that in mind. Like we said early on, the $2 a ticket, all volunteer organization, and this is part of the upkeep of the great facility that you've developed down there now. So the funds from this fundraiser, unless someone comes through, and many people, and they're very, very generous, then maybe that can be applied to another project. But it will all go to the theater, specifically insurance for the building with this project.
Yes.
Now, I can't attend. I can't make it, but I want to donate. How can I do that?
You can donate. You can stop by the theater any weekend day in the evening and make a donation. Or we also do have a Venmo account that is set up at Red Oak Grand Theater Expansion.
Okay.
It goes directly into our account through Venmo.
Okay. How can I find this? Because it's on your, there's a QR code on this flyer.
Right.
How can I find this?
The flyer will be posted. It's on our Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've sent it out to maybe you guys. Mm-hmm. I know it's been to the chamber. Carol's pretty good about posting them throughout businesses here in Red Oak. But mostly on the Red Oak Theater Facebook page.
So we did, and by the way, we are visiting with Amber Jennings this morning about the Red Oak Grand Theater. Now, we mentioned that it is a drive-thru. You also have a nice aerial photograph here with some arrows on the route that you want people to follow.
Yes, yeah, so...
If you would kind of explain that, and is this available publicly as well, maybe on your Facebook page? Or,
yes, okay. I don't think it's been posted yet, but we will get the advertisement posted on there. We just had a meeting yesterday to kind of finalize up some details.
Okay.
But we are changing up the route this year since it's such a big event.
Tell me about it.
It goes across the square usually, and last year was not a very good experience.
So we want to
some drivers.
We want to work with that flow, traffic flow a little
bit.
So what's the proposed route this year?
So the proposed route this year is you will not be able to get through to the theater off the square.
Okay.
4th and Kubal, headed eastbound on Kubal, is going to be closed.
So the southeast corner of the square will be closed.
You will be able to get around the square.
You can go around the square, but you can't exit east off of the square,
right.
And I guess you can't go...
And you will not be able to go north off of 4th Street.
Okay.
Northbound across the square.
Okay, so that will be closed, so be prepared for that.
Yes.
Okay, so then tell me how am I going to flow into the loop here to get my chicken and noodles?
So to get into the line, there is a big parking lot behind the theater.
Mm-hmm.
If you enter off of 5th Street, about the middle of 5th Street, you can enter into the parking lot.
Yep.
We will have people there directing traffic. And then we're going to line cars up headed north and south. So you're going to be going opposite of the lines. And we're going to line them up that way. And then to exit, you will go out on East Washington. We'll have two lines up North 4th Street. So North 4th Street from Washington to Kubal will be shut down.
Okay.
And then if anybody's ever done it before, you get a sticky note of how many meals you want. And then you continue on to the window.
Okay.
So you will see me at 4th and Kubal. That's when we'll start zigzagging people, and then you can tell me how many meals you want.
Okay.
And then form one line to go around into the front of the theater.
Okay, so you'll be at the corner there, kind of on the southeast corner of the square again.
Yep.
I pull up, Amber, I want four meals. Then you'll give me a sticky note. You're going to communicate with the people at the theater.
So the sticky note will go on your window.
Okay.
I'll put four.
Yep.
And then when you get up close enough, then we have several runners that will take that sticky note, go get your meals.
Okay.
And then you'll make your donation
at
that time. So then you don't have to deal with the money when you get your meals. You can just get your meals and then continue eastbound. But a big thing is we want people to enter off of 5th Street into this parking lot to try to keep the traffic from getting backed up on the streets.
Now, you'll probably have some sort of signage, maybe some volunteers kind of directing people to
Correct.
This, right?
Yes.
And then once the line gets going, hopefully people can jump
right.
in line and see the flow of it.
Right.
But you will post this
yes.
so that people can get that flow.
Yes.
All right.
We will actually get it posted today and share it a lot. And then so they can see the flow. And then we'll have signage. And then if anybody has any questions,
okay,
they can reach out to us too.
I mean, this is win-win all the way around.
Yes.
I don't know where you go wrong with this deal. I would encourage people to be generous because it is... Well, it all goes back to the theater.
Correct.
And helps promote some of the things that you're going. Now, this is, what else?
Another thing I want to mention is, so we do it as a drive-by. We are really not set up to have people walk in and pick up meals.
So we encourage
people to stay in their cars.
Yes.
We know the line gets long, but once we get flowing, it starts going.
Who all helps do this? I mean, obviously you have people that have prepared the food, but then it takes a lot of people to make this work.
Mostly our board. Does it? We have a couple of volunteers that like to come in and help, but there's probably about a handful of us that
you're going to be busy.
Make it. Yes, it's going to be a busy night.
All right,
it'll go fast.
October 22nd from 4:30 starts at 4:30, and you're saying until 6 p.m. or if while supplies last.
Correct.
So, but go early and grab a great meal. Now, this is one fundraiser that you do.
Correct.
You have another fundraiser.
Yep. Our other big fundraiser is going to be the Big Game fundraiser.
You've been doing this for a few years as well.
Yep. This will be the fourth year.
How does it work?
So the Big Game fundraiser is on February. It'll be February 8th this year. And we show the big game.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever ends up.
Whoever
going
that may
to
be.
The...
Will it be the Chiefs?
Hopefully
the Cowboys. I don't know.
Anyways, we show that on the big screen, and then we have a silent auction. It's just a fun night. We have food.
Mm-hmm.
That's another pretty good. So we usually just do two big fundraisers throughout the year. And
there'll be a raffle?
There will be a raffle.
At the big game fundraiser?
We usually start selling those tickets a couple months ahead of time. We usually do four big items. We have secured our four big items, though I thought I'd just mention this year so people can be like,
yeah,
I want raffle tickets.
Tell me about it.
So we're going to do a solo burner fire pit with some firewood. Mm-hmm. Those are pretty nice to have nowadays. Another big thing would be the propane pizza oven.
Oh, yeah.
And then some of the pizza making kit stuff. We have a Yeti cooler on wheels that will have a meat bundle with it. And then a big screen TV. The only thing is, not sure on the size yet for the big screen TV, but there will be a big screen TV.
You have some big items there, big
yes,
ticket items.
Yes, and then along with all of the donated silent auction items they will have.
And we don't want to confuse people. That's not available yet.
No.
But just kind of know that that is coming
yep,
here in the near
probably
future.
Raffle tickets will probably be available mid-December.
Okay. So we have a little bit of time on that.
Yep.
But be thinking about it.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so we have a fundraiser, chicken and noodles. We have a fundraiser with the raffle or the big game viewing party. So what do you do with this? Give me an example of some of the projects that have taken place at the facility now, or maybe some that are on the burner. What are you looking at?
So the big one is our insurance.
Yeah.
That every year, mm-hmm. like I said, we're at $1.6 million with both of the theaters. Recently got a new rooftop on Theater number 2, which is the new
mm-hmm.
theater. A lot of flyers, gift certificates, all that good stuff gets made. So we recently purchased a printer copier.
Okay.
To the one we had. It's been through many, many years and many printings. And then a fun thing they did last weekend was they showed Piowa, A Piece of America movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then during the Sunday matinee and Sunday evening showing, they gave away slices of pie for a free will donation. We have several girls that like to have pie days, so they thought it'd be fun to do that. So I think they had fun serving out pies, but it was a pretty good turnout.
I think that's a great idea. And it's Piowa.
Yeah.
Piowa. I like it. Now, and there are always, like you mentioned, copiers, roofs.
There's always something.
Insurance. There's always something. There's always the next upgrade. There's always the repair of equipment or facility. So it is a great thing. Again, $2 a ticket, and you show many, many, many family-friendly movies. In the last year, more than 12,000 people have attended the Red Oak Grand
Correct.
Theater. I mean, it's a really cool thing that you have going on there.
Yep.
So,
Amber, and they enjoy serving
chicken. Chicken and noodles. Yes. They enjoy serving chicken and noodles. So, tell me if you would again, Amber, the chicken and noodle fundraiser, when it is, where it is, what all will be served, and then how I can participate in this event.
Okay, it's going to be October 22nd, which is next Wednesday evening, from 4:30 to 6 p.m. or while supplies last. Served out of the front of the Red Oak Grand Theater. So if you enter off Fifth Street, go through the parking lot and go down the line off mm-hmm. 4th Street, get you served up, hopefully in and out really fast. We're going to be serving chicken and noodles, mashed potatoes, green beans, a roll, and then homemade cookies. Again, thank you to all of our donors and sponsors that make this night happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so that will go towards our insurance of the year.
It's a free will donation.
It is a free will donation.
Be generous.
Be generous.
All right. Very good. And again, chicken and noodles. Tell me who's providing the food. I want that line up one more time.
So the chicken and noodles are going to be made by Brenda Verba. The desserts will be made by Little Brown Dog Home Bakery and Karen Krause. And the rolls are Lori Johnson.
Have you had her desserts?
Yeah. Yes, both of them.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. I mean, that's why this is This is awesome.
Yes.
So,
and it's
okay.
all homemade. It's not, I mean.
Yeah. It's wonderful.
It is very good.
Yeah.
And then also thank you to Fairway and Hy-Vee on their donations.
You bet. Okay, so, Amber, you don't have, you were on the president, you were the president of the board, you were on the board. You're not officially on the board, but they just said, hey, Amber, you can't leave. We got to run some fundraisers here. So
that is correct.
All right. Very good. What else do we need to touch on? Again, Amber Jennings with me. Visiting about the upcoming chicken and noodle drive-by fundraiser. And it is a drive-by.
It is a drive-by,
so
yes.
Don't,
we encourage
so stay in
you
your car.
Drive-by. Please do not park. And,
yeah.
And it's going to be hard to park and get out and come in. But
so if you have two lines going, maybe roll your window down and talk to your neighbor in the car beside you when you're on
yeah.
along 4th Street.
Make some friends
there,
in the line,
you go.
Yeah.
Say hi, how's it going?
No fighting this year. Yeah. Just make some friends.
There you go. Absolutely. What else do we need to touch on, Amber?
I think that's pretty much all.
Go and enjoy. That's a real great thing that's going on there. So this is how that keeps going.
Yes.
People supporting projects just like this. So very cool. Amber, thanks for stopping by and coming in early. Appreciate
yeah,
it very
thank
much.
You.
Have a great day. Enjoy the, well, it's cloudy. We're going to have some sunshine today, though.
Yes, but it's very nice out.
We're going to have some sunshine today. Make it a great day. Thanks, Amber.
You too. Thank you.
Amber Jennings with me this morning from the Red Oak Grand Theater.
It's time now for a complete look at the weather. It's brought to you each day at this same time as a service of Montgomery County Memorial Hospital on Senate Avenue.